Oh, check this out. You know what I saw today? So someone linked me a book, and in the book there's an excerpt. It talks about indigo children, and it has like 17 of the signs, right? And I know I'd posted a thread about those. And I'm watching, looking in this list, and I'm like, it's a checklist, all 17, just all 17. And I'm like, what the shit is that, man? So I'm working on my soup.
Like what? Give us
All
some
right, let me go find
examples.
it. I'm gonna try to post that shit, man. Give me a second. So, dance form real quick while I get it.
I'll post because I'll look for a document too that it was by Joe McMonagle when he talked about in his book about what the government looked for, or like what the remote viewing program looked for in remote viewers. And it wasn't anything like special. I think you would look at this list and you probably couldn't distinguish it from somebody who would say, do this to be successful or to be like a creative person. And so, you know, it was just kind of like somebody who is kind of odd, but still friendly and sociable, someone who's creative, a leader, you know, someone who's skeptical, but also like open-minded, but also skeptical. So it's just like traits that I think, you know, one having a couple, but when you put like together the whole thing, that's like what people are looking for. And I remember, dude, like it was a space about a year ago where Chris Sharp jumped into space and he was just talking about a like experiencer list. And he's like, you know, was pretty certain that he's like the government has an experience. A like super experiencer list of like 200 people that they basically monitor, or
Yeah, that's
you
the cohort for a
know,
fact. As a matter of fact, some of those have dead are dead. Yeah, listen to my. Some of those have dead. Some of those have even committed suicide. Some just passed away. Jim Sinivan mentions them. Matter of fact, Jim Sergola was he actually made a device for some of these individuals who were having these intense experiences, man. And yeah, the cohort, bro. I also think those are part of the. And I just posted a list in the Nest, by the way. Indigo, the. I guess what you would say, targeted individuals. Maybe targeted individuals are targeted by both, and that's the point. But what you were talking about, man, refresh me what you just said. I actually had a point to piggyback on.
I was talking first about like this, the remote viewing program and some of the qualifications and characteristics that they were looking for. And then with the super experiencers that Christopher Sharp talked about like a year ago in space is like basically a list. Like Chris Bledsoe, you would figure is on it and other people. But I wonder like how, I mean, I guess they would probably either be notified about this person through news or like just word of mouth. Or like you could
Here's what I
say
was
that they
gonna
have
say.
like that list of psychic characteristics or traits that they would sort of look to identify in people.
I was gonna mention, yeah, that's what I was gonna piggyback off on. So I don't think the government would tell anybody that they already kind of know who's because, like I said, actually, I don't know if I've got to talk about it yet. So I posted, you know, all that Dan Sherman stuff, Project Preserve Destiny. I'm telling you, the more I dig, the it's legit. He hasn't lied about anything. The problem is getting that hard information, right? Like using his PCS orders that he has in his book, you can actually take some, and imply some things. He was at Aviano Air Base in Italy, but that's not the thing that just blows my mind. His PCS orders and his storage is paid for not by the Air Force, not by a command, GSA. They're responsible for the real estate, buying the stuff you need when you deploy. That's a way to funnel money to a black program, is what it is. And then if you take it a little step further, that fund site code that I tore down, it actually has part of it and it has usually the initials for an operation. So I start digging and digging, and one of the operation is Operation Nectar. What that is basically it's a command post where you're there in a spot. It's SIG Intel for allies is retired, right? So it's exactly what that would be.